So this foil here is, it has one important word, which is a useful computer science word called wrapper. Because if you think about what I described with Java as a user interface, essentially what I described was Java as a technology that you put around being at the user, then could access anything. So that says that Java is an extremely interesting language for building so-called wrappers. Wrappers are a technology which allow you to insulate some customized, difficult-to-use application and give it a more friendly, interoperable link. So you will find a lot of so-called legacy applications, existing applications and existing systems that will be linked with other existing systems using web technology, in particular Java. The best example of that today is databases, which I've already mentioned. The importance of things like the Java database connection is it takes archaic legacy technology, relational databases with rather clumsy interfaces, and puts this very flexible front end to it, which makes it far more usable. So suddenly you take an arcane technology, put a Java wrapper on it, and then it becomes a very generally usable technology. So that's Java, of course, as a user interface again. So that's where the wrapper is. So this is our visualization app that we already illustrated. One technical point that we don't need to go into for this course, but is a trickiness in implementation because of these various, there's both technical reasons and sort of rather boring security reasons why it's a lot easier to build applications which link to servers than link to clients, because clients, as Nancy mentioned last time, have a lot of security restrictions, because you have applets there which have lots of restrictions on them. So when you think about building your Java system, the easiest thing to do is to link to the servers, because the servers do not have any security restrictions on them. So those are true applications which do not have, they have no need for a security restriction. So when you look at, my intuition is that that will change. People will learn how to build more flexible software where the security is not so intrinsically built in, so that you will not have this trade-off between servers and clients. Another possibility, actually, is that the difference between servers and clients could disappear. Namely, I would claim that the natural implementation of the web is not a client-server application, which is what you have today, but it's a server-server application. Because if you think about web windows, the natural thing is to have a server and a client, because together you get all the capabilities you need. And it is not natural, particularly, to have a server sitting off in left field and just a bunch of clients, just a bunch of browsers on your client computers.